This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner. Speaking at the World Summit organized by a private media house in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said from electronics to pharmaceuticals and from automobiles to mobile manufacturing, a wave of investment is flowing into India. He emphasized that these investments are helping India become a nerve center of the global supply chain. He asserted that India's growth today is shaping global opportunities.
आज भारत की ग्रोथ ग्लोबल अपॉर्चुनिटीज को शेप कर रही है. हाल में हुआ EFTA ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट इसका बहुत बड़ा उदाहरण है. यूरोप के देशों ने भारत में 100 बिलियन डॉलर के इन्वेस्टमेंट का कमिटमेंट किया है. इससे भारत में बड़ी संख्या में जॉब्स क्रिएट होगी.
Mr. Modi stated that India today is in no mood to stop and will neither pause nor slow down, adding that 140 crore Indians will move forward together with full momentum. Prime Minister Modi stated that the country has made substantial strides in tackling Maoist terrorism. Mr. Modi assured the people of India that the day is not far when India will be completely free from nationalism and Maoist violence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will flag off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow today. This is the first facility in the Uttar Pradesh Defence Corridor where the entire process, from missile system manufacturing to final testing, is carried out indigenously. A court in Belgium has approved the extradition of fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi to India. Mehul Choksi is wanted in the 13,000 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud case. The court in Antwerp yesterday ruled that Choksi's arrest by the Belgian police, based on India's request, was valid. This marks a major step towards bringing the fugitive diamond trader back to India to face justice. Mehul Choksi was arrested on the 11th of April by Antwerp police following a formal extradition request from the Central Bureau of Investigation. In Afghanistan, at least 10 civilians were killed and a dozen more were injured last night after Pakistan launched an airstrike on the border province of Paktika, violating a ceasefire that had brought 2 days of calm to the border. The 48-hour truce paused nearly a week of border clashes that killed dozens of troops and civilians on both sides. A senior Taliban official said Pakistan violated the ceasefire and bombed 3 locations in Paktika province. The official said Afghanistan will retaliate. Among the dead include at least 3 local cricket players. The killing of the 3 cricketers prompted Afghanistan to pull out of a tri-nation series with Pakistan and Sri Lanka scheduled for next month. The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated across the country today. People consider this as an auspicious day to make new purchases, especially gold or silver articles and new utensils. The day also sees heavy purchases of appliances and automobiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Dhanteras today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that Lord Dhanvantri bestows his abundant blessings upon all citizens. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana during the next 2 to 3 days. In badminton, star Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the Denmark Open. The duo will take on Japan's Takuro Hoki and Yuko Kobayashi in the semi-final today. And in football, India qualified for the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 2-1 win over Uzbekistan in Bishkek yesterday. This achievement marks a remarkable milestone as India's Under-17, Under-20 and senior women's teams have all now qualified for the AFC Asian Cups, a first in Indian football history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.